specifically. And then here is our post-mastectomy on-table result. The dissection is performed at the junction of the parenchyma, and the subcutaneous fat is left behind. And I try to make my mastectomy fat thickness on average is about 7 to 10 millimeters. So I'm not creating abnormally thickened flaps. This may be even more thickness in a very obese or an elderly patient where you've had some atrophy of the parenchyma. So surgeons who are more aggressive with their mastectomy flap creation are going to have thinner flaps and, as a result, less material with which to work to use this procedure, and they may have some optimal results.